joining us on the line this morning. Mary Pat Mumbriket is the Executive Director of the Cape Breton Miners Museum. Good morning, Mary Pat.
Good morning, Dave. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm just good. Thank you very much. I don't know what museum executive director's state of mind would be these days. Is it good or bad?
It's frazzled. I'm in the same position that just about everybody else is, wondering what's coming next. So, just basically frazzled.
This would have been the time of year that you were planning on opening and waiting, and this time this year you had a lot of pluses, a lot of new things that you were going to offer, correct?
Oh yeah, this was going to be our best year ever. We were going to have our virtual mine tour that we've been working on for 2 years. That was going to be opened up this year, and in fact we were 2 weeks away from having it completed when this struck, and the crews that I had in from out of province finishing off the AV had to fly out again. So it's sort of 2.5 years working on this and 2 weeks away of completion, and here we are stalled.
Boy, that got to be a little frustrating.
It's very frustrating, and there's nothing, like there's no sort of idea on the horizon of when we can get these guys back in to put the 2 weeks of work into the machine. So it's crazy.
Because there's a travel restriction there, and there would be a quarantine and the whole thing that would go with it, right?
Absolutely, because one of the crews is from Alberta and one of the crews is from New Brunswick. So we can't cross borders yet, even interprovincial borders. So we're stuck until that happens.
Okay, I'm going on the positive side of things. I'm going to say someday, I don't know when it's going to be either, but someday the Cape Breton Miners Museum will reopen. All of your things will be finished and completed. What should we look forward to?
Well, I think you're going to look forward to a wonderful museum. I mean, we've done so much work there the last couple of years. I mean, the virtual mine tour, of course, that's going to be, I think, the epicenter of the museum, because that takes us down on a tour of Cape Breton Mine from the turn of the 20th century till about the 1980s, and it's wonderful. It's just wonderful. And we're going to have an orientation to Rome, which is another sort of virtual. It'll introduce you to a miner from the past and his wife as they tell you about what their life is like. So those are inside the museum, and I'm really looking forward to people having the interaction with that, because this opens us up for people with disabilities that couldn't get underground. So this is something that we've been planning on and looking forward to for a long time. But we also have outside, we've got the Miners Memorial Park. And this year we were going to, on Davis Day, have sort of the dedication to the 26th colliery, because we've gotten a sculptor to create sort of a beautiful piece that's going to commemorate the 12 men who died in 26th Colliery in 1979. So that's on hold right now, but the park is still there, which is lovely. So we have this great outdoor space where you can enjoy the beautiful view of the ocean and East Lake Bay. That's always there to enjoy.
Mary Pat, you can see eventually, though, with the lessening of restrictions, can you see a time when perhaps maybe a limited number of people are allowed to go through at a time, or whatever the case may be?
Yeah, I'm looking at New Brunswick now. They've opened up their museum. So, you know, I don't think that's going to be too on the too distant horizon. I'm really looking forward to that. It's not going to have the virtual mine tour when we open up first. We'll have to have interprovincial borders opened up before that can happen. But yeah, I think we will be open, but I think we'll be open to local traffic. I don't think we're going to get the interprovincial borders open for a little while yet. So that will really sort of hurt our numbers, because 85% of the people that walk through our doors are from away. So what that means to us, I don't know. The summer is sort of up in the air.
It's a normal year would have meant how many visitors?
Over 15,000.
Yeah. So if you're looking, yeah. But it's a great chance for those of us locally who haven't been to the Miners Museum in some time to go see what you've done.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful time for locals to come out. And you know what's really, is when I talk to adults from Cape Breton and about the museum, and they say, oh, yeah, I remember going on a school trip there, and I'm looking at them. And these are people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and I'm thinking, you know, there's been some changes since you were 10.
Yeah, I'm guilty. So I'm guilty. I hate to say it, but I'm guilty here.
I'd say 90% of Cape Bretoners are guilty of that. I can't, you know, it's usually that's their go-to response. I've done this when I was in school. So, yeah, come out and see what's new here. It's really a fascinating place to hang out.
Yeah. There's been, certainly the people that work there during the season, and the Men of the Deeps and so on have been affected by the closure. You've been hearing from them?
Yes. Well, Stephen Mews, he's the music director of the Men of the Deeps. He and I are in contact constantly. So what we're doing is we met around the 1st of May and discussed, okay, we'll cancel all our June concerts. So the June concerts are canceled. We'll meet again the 1st of June and then see if the July concerts will be canceled. So we're taking it month by month. We know June's canceled, but let's fingers crossed for July.
Yeah, well, it's basically the way everybody is taking it these days, right? I mean, what else can we do?
That's it. You just have to be flexible and just be ready to move when the government and Dr. Strang says we can't.
Yeah, we'll cross our fingers and hope that within the not too distant future that things will get back to some kind of normal, and you'll reopen anyway and start from there and away we go. I look forward to my visit this summer to the Cape Breton Miners Museum.
I'm going to hold you to that, Dave.
I'll make sure I look you up when I get there, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Thanks for taking the time this morning. Stay safe and stay healthy.
You too. Thanks, Dave.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mary Pat Mumberkit is the executive director of the Cape Breton Miners Museum.